missing Paul, and I'm pretty sure that Marguerite and Paul and Anne and Rosemary didn't. I don't know why, but they didn't, I don't think. They want to remember some of that themselves. But my memory, I don't think they did. And of course, Rosemary. Rosemary was born in January. The 30th of January.
She was the first one in that month and in that section of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was born down in the hospital. Then about 10 minutes after I got in there.
Yeah. I rode down with you.
Yeah. I was afraid Pop was going to ride too fast.
Yeah.
But I had waited, see, until he got home from Mass and had his breakfast. When I told him I had to go to the hospital, his reply was, I haven't finished my hotcakes and sausage.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had to wait until he finished his hotcakes and sausage.
Where did you get the name Rosemary?
From Frank. Frank was quite a devotee of St. Rose of Lima. Uh-huh. And they wanted me in the hospital to call her Rose Agnes for the hospital down there. And I decided to call her Rosemary, and she took Agnes in confirmation. It was because of Frank. Frank at that time was in St. Charles Seminary. That year, and because of his devotion to St. Rose of Lima, she was called Rosemary. So,
did you think she was always going into the convent?
No, I was very much surprised when she went into the convent. Matter of fact, Christmas week, I asked her senior year at St. Leonard's, I'd asked her what she thought about what she was going to do. Was she going to try for a scholarship to college, or what was she going to do? And she said she didn't know. I said, do you ever think of the convent? Oh, I've thought of it, but I don't think so. I said, well, it's about time you were making up your mind about what you want to do. And the next time that I heard anything about it was in about March, when she had put in her application to the Holy Child Order. I didn't know anything about it at all, because I had taken her word for it in Christmas week that she was still undecided.
Well, she probably decided it.
Yeah. But she's very happy, I think.
Mom went over an old photo album with me today, December the 6th, 1951. In it is marked the letter B on the front page of the cover. Inside cover of it is a picture of August 1905 showing the mom's poodle dog with five puppies on the front door of the home at 2511 South 16th Street.
When we were first married,
yeah.
Mother, of course, had that big house on 18th Street. So we just took two rooms on the third floor and made one a bedroom and the other a sitting room. We were married in November. And sometime, probably in January, Frank, his brother Frank, took sick and came to us, and we turned the sitting room up there into a bedroom for him, and we had him, kept him. And that was the summer we went to Wildwood, and he stayed for quite some time till he got well and got on his feet, and then we went down to Wildwood, and while we were in Wildwood, he took another bad spell and was taken to the hospital. And after he came out of the hospital, Dick brought him down to Wildwood, and he was down there for about a month when he finally got very bad and died down there. He was buried from down there. And then Jim was buried from here yesterday. It brought it back, you know, the two of them were with us when they were buried. Even though they had other brothers and sisters of their own.
You say 2511 South 16th Street is your mother's home?
Yes. After we left 10th and Ellsworth, we went down there for a year, about a year, and then Mother bought the house on 18th Street below Morris, and then we moved up there.
Well, the saloon wasn't attached to this house.
No.
Your father was already out of that
business. Oh, we had sold it.